Good evening, sport fans. This is Tom Rogers with a Saturday night sports edition. Headlines and bylines from the world of sports. Headlining first, the world of golf. Jackie Burke leads early finishers in the second round of the Los Angeles Open Golf Tournament to stay in front with a 36-hole score of 144. Dutch Harrison is second with 145. Henry Ransom, weakened by an attack of the flu, dropped out of the money on the eighth hole. On the tennis scene, Davis Cup star Frankie Sedgman of Australia says he has turned down three offers to turn pro. Sedgman says it's almost certain he'll stay an amateur the rest of his tennis career. Well, you can't make much money as an amateur, but you can as a pro. And in this day of high prices where a dollar bill has taken on the appearance of having a buffalo head on it instead of Washington's picture, we have some good news concerning money, for professional athletes, that is. It seems that the Wage Stabilization Board is going to take care of major league ball players who signed for big pay raises before the start of last season. So far, they have put the stamp of approval on four increases. And you and I know that as soon as some of the other boys hear of it, the way will be cleared for a few more increases. Of course, there will be exceptions, such as Don Newcomb, who will take a decided cut in salary because he'll be pitching for the U.S. Red, White, and Blue Stockings. And some of the Cleveland Indians are slated for cuts, too, with a proviso that if their play merits it next season, they'll receive the cuts back in some sort of a bonus form. But to get back to the increases, you'll recall that last year it was ruled that no ball player could receive a yearly paycheck higher than the top man on the team had received the year before. Several of the contracts were signed, sealed, and delivered before the Stabilization Board's ruling exceeded that amount. One major league owner was quoted as saying, he believes that the board is now ready to lift the freeze on all pro athletes. And he thinks it's a good thing because the players who are granted increases earn them. If that is true, look then for the top sports salary freeze to be changed and a new policy adopted within a few weeks. And incidentally, we'll go along with that statement that some of the players earn their increases. For the sake of an argument, if you're a ball player, you can always throw up to the club owner the 1951 salary of Joe DiMaggio. And by the way, the present policy would block any substantial raises for Yankee players now that Joe has retired. The Clippers' tops was 90 grand last year. His absence from the Yankee fold now leaves shortstop Phil Rizzuto with a New York top salary, a mere 50,000. Joe, by the way, returns to the news today in Hollywood. The usual news emanating from that land of make-believe concerns marital affairs. Well, Joe is no exception in that respect today. The former Yankee outfielder is now in the movie capital with his former wife, Dorothy Arnold. They're re-entering Joe Jr. in the Black Fox Military Academy. Joe refuses to say whether his recent vacation with his former wife and son has anything to do with their remarrying. DiMaggio claims he just wants to thaw out after their recent snowbound experience in Reno on Joe Jr.'s vacation. It's the same as I've said all along, says the Clipper. I wish I could give you something. There's really nothing to say about my future either. Things are pretty uncertain now. Since joining the Yankees in 1936 for a $7,500 salary, Joe has pulled down $535,750 in salaries plus $53,139.41 from the World Series during his 12 years as an active player. And as they say, that ain't hay. And that's not counting other odds and ends from radio and television and so forth. As for those salary increases, let's not forget the happiest one of the lot. That would be Stan the Man Musial of the Cars. Last spring, Stan had his paycheck raised from $35,000 to $68,000. The Stabilization Board will undoubtedly decide on Musial's case very shortly. And it's almost certain Stan will receive the $33,000 raise in pay. And if anybody deserves a boost in salary, it's Stan. He's been leading the league in just about everything but umpiring since he copped his first batting crown in 43 with a 357 mark. Last year, he had a league-leading 355. Sprinkled in between in other years was a 376 and a 365. And when you see Stan play, you get your money's worth. The four increases, incidentally, approved by the board were to Larry Jensen, the Giants' right-hander, Del Ennis of the Phils, Andy Papko, the Dodger outfielder, and Eddie Stanky, the new player-manager of the Cards. However, Eddie received his boost while playing for Leo DeRocher last season. Handy Andy got his with the Cubs before being traded to the Dodgers. In pro football, they're handing out raises, too. The coach who led the Los Angeles Rams to the National Football League championship has signed a 3-year contract. Joe Staidahar, the former West Virginia great who got away from Jock Sutherland at Pitt, says he's very happy about the contract, which calls for a substantial pay raise.